So, what do you think of the trade for Samuel?
I think it's good. You know, I think wish nothing but the best for EJ Gaines. He's been a pro's pro in the little bit of time that I've been around him, and I think he'll be a great addition for them. With Sammy, I think clearly you're getting a special receiver. Obviously, you know, his career when he's been available, he's been outstanding in terms of being able to stretch the field vertically. But when the ball's in his hands, good things happen, and we feel like he's going to be a good addition to our offense.
And is that kind of the vertical threat? Is that kind of what you were looking for when you were making this deal?
Well, I think we're looking for a good football player, and that's what we've got. And, you know, I think, you know, the thing that you really think about, Gary, is that when you look at some offenses that I've been fortunate to be a part of, got a handful of good playmakers, and that's where you can truly say quarterback, be a good decision maker, distribute the ball, and there's plenty of touches to go around where you look at some of the success that Washington's offense was able to have with some of the playmakers they have. And, you know, that's what we're trying to, you know, do something similar here. And I feel like adding Sammy to the mix with guys like Robert Woods and Tavon Austin, you're looking at the emergence of Cooper Kupp. Farrell Cooper's done some nice job. Done some nice things, done a nice job filling in, and then, you know, the tight ends continue to do a nice job as far as, you know, developing in their roles, and obviously we know what a special back Todd Gurley is.
What do you think that addition does for Jared Goff?
Well, I think it certainly helps him, because anytime that you have good playmakers where it makes it more difficult for defensive guys to be able to key in on one player, it certainly loosens up and regulates some of the coverages, and I think it'll be very helpful for our team and especially for our quarterback.
Les was saying that this is something that kind of started back in the spring and kind of communication stayed open. How much were you in there saying, hey, we got to get this done, we got to get this done?
Well, you know, a lot of the stuff goes on where we kind of have discussions, but, you know, there's so many different things that go on behind the scenes that you're mindful of, focusing on football and being aware of the players that are here, and then when it gets to that point where maybe something can happen, you know, that's when you start to get involved and have that dialogue and those conversations. But anytime that you're able to acquire a player of Sammy's caliber, that was certainly something that we wanted to be able to do, and we feel fortunate that we got that done.
When will he be here, and when will he start working?
He'll be here tomorrow night, and, you know, obviously he's not going to play in the preseason game. Played last night. I don't even know if you can play in two games in 1 week, but he did a nice job last night. We'll get him going right away, start getting him acclimated to our verbiage and our system, and looking forward to you know, being able to get to know him a little bit better and see how he's able to absorb the material. But he's certainly going to be a good addition for our offense, and I think the guys are excited about it.
Does it switch around anything in terms of the way you had been looking at using guys and what roles they might play?
You know, it really doesn't, Gary. I think right now it's about figuring out, you know, when Sammy comes in, what's going to be the best spot where he fits in. But I think you can't find enough good spots for good football players, and that's what we're getting in Sammy Watkins. And you know, that's our job as coaches, is to do a good job of putting these guys in good situations, finding a way to develop an offense that's conducive for our players' skill sets. And when you add a player like that, you know, those are the types of players that make coaches look good, because he's been so successful throughout the course of his career.
In what ways can maybe Robert Woods help him, you know, maybe just in translation early on, just to help him get settled in your offense? Is that
I think you mentioned it. You know, I think they've had a good relationship from playing together in Buffalo the last handful of years. But just by the way he goes about his business, he'll help Sammy the same way he's helped a lot of our younger receivers and guys that have been here, with just being a pro's pro with the way he goes about his work every single day. And Robert's, you know, going to continue to be an extremely important part of our offense, and I think he'll help Sammy grow and like you said, kind of just get him acclimated to our verbiage and maybe a couple of the things that helped him learn it. So his presence will be very helpful for Sammy.
Who kind of moves into that third, you know, with your corners, with EJ now out of that mix, who are guys that are maybe competing to back up Tavon and Trumaine?
Well, I think when you look at it, I think you've seen really good things from Nikhel Roby. You know, he's made plays consistently. You know, he's the kind of guy that's gotten his hands on balls, made some picks, and certainly you feel that. I think he's done a nice job where he's kind of been exclusively looked at as just a slot, but he's done a nice job. You know, Coach Pleasant's done a great job of getting him some work outside, and I think he's shown why he's deserving of that. And Troy Hill's also been a guy that you see his speed, you see his short space quicks, and those are a couple guys. But really, I think that whole group as a whole, really top to bottom with our safeties and our corners, can't tell you how pleased we've been just with the way that group has continued to improve. And I think it's a real credit to, you know, Coach Evero and Coach Pleasant with the way that they've worked and the way those guys are buying into their techniques and the way they're coaching them.
Is there anybody who definitely will play tomorrow, any veterans?
Yeah, you know, other than the guys, you know, Mark Barron, we're going to hold out tomorrow. Mike Thomas is going to be held out. Off the top of my head right now, Rich, you know, those are the guys that, that really stick out. Robert Quinn, we're going to hold off as well until I actually have that list. But we're going to be smart about it. I think, you know, Kayvon Webster is going to be a game-time decision, but if it's anything close, then we'll give him a chance to rest as well, because you certainly want to give your best, your guys an opportunity to go compete and go against a great Dallas Cowboys squad, but you also want to be smart about it and how we're pushing these guys with just where we're at in the, you know, in the training camp.
And in regard to Jared, I think you said earlier in the week, or at some point, like six plays.
Sure.
Is it that few, or is it going to depend on how the game's going?
Yeah, I think ideally, Gary, what you'd like is you'd like to get a good drive going where you get a couple first downs and, you know, one series as long as you're able to sustain and have a little bit of success. But I think at a minimum, you know, if things don't go well, you'd like to get some of those core guys, you know, anywhere between 6 to 10 plays. But I think in a perfect world, you're talking about getting a few first downs and being able to sustain a drive and get some plays together.
You've had a lot of receivers in this camp. Obviously, bringing Sammy in changes the numbers game in terms of keeping guys. What's your message to guys that are competing for those last spot or two at receiver?
I think it's just focus on, you know, what you can control. And we know that Sammy's a very good player, but I think as long as these guys just focus on what is my role in trying to carve out that niche, if it's special teams or whatever that is, you know, and that's really the message for the entire team. I think bringing in a player of his caliber offers us a chance to upgrade that receiving core as a whole, and that's what we said to that group earlier, and I think it'll bring out the best in everybody, just like we talk about with competition amongst the team at every single spot.